Brethren, I'm deeply grieved by what I see happening in the Messianic movement today, having planted and nurtured Messianic congregations from way back before Messianic was cool.
Jesus was a Jew. Yeshua is as Jewish as a Jew can be because he was born in Bethlehem of the house and lineage of David, as the prophets foretold that his goings forth would be from of old, from everlasting. Micah 5:2 is one of the most profound messianic single verses of prophecy in the whole Bible. But we talk about two sticks, and we talk about tribes, and we talk about Ephraim and Judah and Israel and the church and the relationship. And there's some importance to this, and I'm not trying to minimize that. But when I see honest-to-goodness Judaizing, when I see Judaizing happening again for the first time in 1,700 years within the Messianic movement, I just get almost sick to my stomach. Because I know what it's going to end up at. You take the age-old heresy, the Arian heresy, named after Arius from the 2nd century right after the Apostles. Now, the actual schism was going back during the time of the Apostles. Now, the Arian heresy, which survives today in Christadelphia and best known as the Jehovah Witness Watchtower Bible and Tract Society. And this Arian heresy, brethren, it took the Holy Ghost and the best minds of the church 300 years to confront, and it still survives today. Best known as the Jehovah Witness Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, and their Jesus, or their Yeshua, or their strange name pronunciation of the Messiah's name, will do them no more good than Harvey the 6-foot invisible rabbit. And this is a totally destructive form, and it's going to happen unless there are some brethren that understand the situation. Now, when you look at what Jesus said, he said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you have done, and not to leave the other undone. You blind guides would strain at a gnat and swallow a camel." And I'm sure the feelings that I have are very much the same thing that Yeshua got into this deal with the scribes and the Pharisees about. Now, the topics that we have on the Great Joy and Great Tribulation website, you'll know all you need to know about these issues, and you'll understand it better than all of these self-proclaimed rabbis running around the Messianic movement, trying to get a little group here and a little group there off into their apostasy. And I'll tell you where they're headed. People that I thought were strong in the faith have fallen into a messianic version of the Jehovah Witness Watchtower. And now their Yeshua is not going to do them any more good. Their faith, they just as well believe in Harvey the 6-foot invisible rabbit. So brethren, you need to know about these things, but you also need to know that these are not Jewish fables. No, what we're talking about now is not a Jewish fable by any stretch, and it is important. It is covered in the Bible, and these things are happening now, so you need some basic information
about the Antichrist plan
to destroy Israel. This is the Antichrist plan to destroy Israel that is unfolding right before our eyes, right now as we speak. The 4,000-year history of Jew hatred and what Jew hatred is all about. You cannot blame 4,000 years of Jew hatred on a 55-year-old state. It's satanic to the core. Jews, what is the actual meaning of the word that we see Jews in the New Testament? Most people really have a very distorted understanding of what that term used in the Gospels, Jews, really means. And this is important to know these things. What Israel means, and how central understanding what God means, what God's definition of Israel is, and how central it is to understanding Bible prophecy. But a lot of times you hear people talking about two sticks and tribes, and that's what I want to go into tonight. But before we get started, I want you to know that any time you hear somebody mention lost tribes, get ready to run, because I'll guarantee you, you are going to hear some perverse doctrine. Now, what's a perverse doctrine? It's something religious. It has to be religious, but you don't have any decent Bible basis for it. If you cannot find the words lost and tribes together anywhere in the Bible, it is perverse doctrine. And be ready to run, because often when you hear lost tribes, they'll be trying to lead you in the direction of some of these dangerous identity movements. So be aware of that. Lost tribes is la-la land. Anytime you hear somebody say lost tribes, it's la-la land at best, and it probably over 90% of the time you're going to be hearing some very perverse doctrine. So let's take a look at the two sticks, the two house movement. And there's a lot of big brouhaha going on in the Messianic movement. There's real, honest-to-goodness Judaizing happening for the first time in 1700 years, and it's disgusting. Here again, you know, you go back to what Jesus said. Look at the time and effort and emotional energy and financial resources, too, that are being wasted. Meanwhile, the fields are white for harvest. We can't get Bibles into the hand because people are spending money running to this conference, that conference, about stuff that is just, it's not essential. And boy, I understand what Jesus was saying to the scribes and the Pharisees when he said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment and mercy and faith." Brethren, we ought to be pressing into faith. We ought to be pressing into the mystery of the ages. It's all about faith now. And you don't want to get sidetracked on these other issues. But Jesus said that we should be paying attention to the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you have done and not leave the other undone. So don't leave the other undone, but don't get distracted from the weightier measures of the law. Judgment, mercy, and especially faith. There's a progression to it. Faith is the main thing. The heart cry of the Lord Jesus Christ when he returns is, will he find faith in the earth? And he says, "You blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel." And that's just what we see. God has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation. It is God who knows who is a Jew, not the rabbis, not the MJAA, not the UMJC, or any other poobah. It is God who will say who will enter his kingdom and appoint the bounds of their habitation. Let me give you a few facts. God is God. God cannot lie. God does not change. Heaven and earth have not yet passed away. If God says so, in the more sure word written in the seventh and final purification of the King James Version Holy Bible, that settles it. Lost tribes is la-la land. God does not lose things. And only God can say who is a Jew and who is not. Believe God or go to hell. Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, died for sinners. Saints are redeemed, repentant sinners. All men are born sinners and will die either redeemed, repentant sinners bound for glory, or unredeemed and or unrepentant sinners bound for hell. Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Many so-called Christians and Messianics need to be born again. Many who say they have been born again need to be born again again. The carnal pursuit of religious poobahhood proves the point of the lie of once saved, always saved doctrine of devils. The sign between God and his people is the Sabbath. There is no such thing as a Christian Sabbath or a Jewish Sabbath. It's either God's Sabbath or it's Baal's Sabbath. There are seven feasts of the Lord. Christmas and Easter are feasts of Baal, with or without Christian terminology being applied to them. God will bless those who bless Israel and the Jews, and God will curse those who curse Israel and the Jews. Anyone who claims to be a Christian must not hate anyone, especially not Jews. Racism in any form is a work of iniquity. Heaven will be filled 100% with redeemed, repentant sinners. There will not be one worker of iniquity allowed in heaven. Matthew 7:21, the Lord said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into my kingdom. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, haven't we done many mighty works in your name? Haven't we cast out devils in your name? And then will I say unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. The Word of God is absolute pure truth. Doctrine is man's understanding of the truth, and theology is man's understanding of man's understanding of the truth. Real Christians or real messianic believers are known by real love, not by feigned affection, or if they know what tribe they're from. My goodness, haven't we got more important things to do? I am grieved to the point of saying what Yeshua may be ready to say, I will spew thee out of my mouth. This is harvest time. Does anybody else care about the sinners bound for hell while messianics mess with the messy stuff they mess with nowadays? Something is wrong with the picture now. It's radically wrong. We ought to be going out and seeing if we can find some sinner that we might witness God's grace being poured out, that he might find repentance. And brethren, with the time that we have remaining, we should be focusing on keeping the main thing the main thing. That is the main thing now. I'm going to go through some things regarding the two sticks, Israel, Jews, Christians, and tribes. And I'm going to maybe get a little carried away. And if y'all poof out, that's okay. I'll get over it. So will you, I hope. Praise the Lord. But Judah, yes, that nation of Israel is soon going to have a new name. It's going to be called Judah. And I'll just speak to that nation of Judah now. And I say, Judah, now, Hashem is sending you Eliyahu. And Eliyahu will lead the nation of Judah in repentance and bring the return of the abundant former and latter rain. You just finished the worst drought in history. It had been 12 years since the Jordan finally overflowed its bank, and there had been a 3.5-year drought, which was the worst 3.5-year period of drought in the history of planet Earth. But God is going to be sending people, raising people up that will tell Judah to be joined with Ephraim. It is time that the corrupt religious leaders of rabbinic Judaism either believe Hashem or get out. Yes, it is time that a prophet of Hashem expose the sins and hypocrisy. And the same to you so-called Christian leaders who are dealing in another gospel, even though it's a best-selling gospel, woe unto you. It is time now to expose the perverse doctrines of both trees, and it's time now to lay the axe to the root of both, the Judeo-Christian trees. Time now to burn up both trees. Time now to find and bind together the few remnant chosen sticks from Judah and Christian trees. Time now to bind together the few chosen remnant branches from both two, Judeo and Christian, Ephraim and Judah trees. And it's time that these two sticks come together. Those in opposition to joining of the two sticks, the two houses, nations, people of God, to be one people of Hashem, are soon to be burned up. Thus saith the Lord. All you religious leaders, with all your perverse doctrines, all your hypocrisies, greed, selfishness, and vainglory, it's going to be exposed. You religious leaders who resist Hashem's will and direction for these last days are about to be exposed. Prepare to meet your God. Either accept biblical Judaism and the biblical Israel doctrine of Messiah, or perish. Thus saith the Lord. Let me be very clear. I'm not a Jew, according to the apostate rabbis or any other way of the flesh. I'm as far removed from the definitions of the rabbis of apostate Judaism as you can get, as far as I know. I am not a Jew of the flesh. I am also far removed from apostate Messianic Israel, or apostate Christianity. Hashem declares me part of Israel, so I don't really care what you say about it. Hashem declares me a Jew, so I don't really care what you say about it. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of God. Hashem tells me that I am more of a Jew than any rabbi who does not know Yeshua. The Almighty Creator of heaven and earth tells me that I am more of a Christian than any of the false teachers who do despite to His royal law. Christians who do not keep and do Hashem's royal law, His Ten Commandments, including the fourth one, repent or perish. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Hashem has given me an axe to lay to the root of the apostate Judaism tree and the apostate Christian or Messianic tree, and to bind the two sticks that He has chosen together, and tell the rest they are about to be burnt up. Repent or perish. It is time for all to embrace the doctrines of Moshe. Moses, yes. Yes, Jesus said so. Yes, He sure did. Last two verses of John chapter 5. If you don't understand Moses, you may think you understand Jesus, but you don't understand Jesus. He said so. Read the last two verses of John chapter 5. It's time for all to embrace the doctrines of Moses, the prophet, and Messiah, the capital P prophet, from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Yes, Messiah, the only capital P prophet, Messiah, the only capital P prophet, unto him ye shall hearken. You better hear his voice. You better hearken to the capital P prophet Messiah. Hearken and repent or perish. Also, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after themselves. After themselves, and not after Messiah. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Cast off the perverse doctrines of men. Cast off the perverse doctrines of rabbinic Judaism. Cast off the perverse doctrines of the Pope. Cast off the perverse doctrines of Billy Graham. Cast off all the Antichrist doctrines. Cast off all doctrines that are contrary to the doctrine of Messiah. Repent or perish. Do you know Mashiach? Do you only know about Mashiach? You need to know Him, not just know about Him. Unless you know Mashiach, you will soon perish. Do you want your religion to take you to hell? Do you want a vain, powerless religion that'll take you to hell? Or do you want Yeshua, salvation, and eternal life with Hashem? I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, and therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. The axe is prepared to strike the root of both trees. You will choose life in the way of Hashem, in the way of Yeshua, salvation, Jesus, or you will choose death in the perverse doctrines of men, rationalizing why God did not mean what He said, the perverse doctrines of rabbis, popes, televangelists, and other false teachers who will have you perish in hell with your family and friends. There is but one very narrow way. There is only one true Elohim. There is only one teacher who can lead you in Yeshua, Mashiach, is the capital P prophet. You must hear his voice now. You must now hear and follow him or perish. Him whose name is called the Word of God. The choices will be very clear to the few who will be bound into that one stick that will not perish in the fires of hell. Choose ye this day. Choose the doctrine of Messiah or the doctrine of devils. Choose the doctrine of life or the doctrine of death. Choose the doctrines of men or the doctrine of Hashem, the only true living God. Choose the doctrines of Lucifer and his Antichrist or the doctrine of Yeshua HaMashiach. Choose the Word of God or the Word of men. Choose to serve your church or serve God. Choose to serve your tabernacle or serve God. We, those who serve Hashem in spirit and truth, have an altar. Oh yes, those who really serve God, who really hear his voice, have an altar, whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. Do you know Messiah, who is the Logos, the very living Word of God? You cannot know Hashem if you don't know Messiah. And Messiah, Mashiach, is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know Messiah, if we keep Messiah's commandments. He that saith, I know Mashiach, and keepeth not Mashiach's commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But those who keepeth Mashiach's word, the word of Messiah, not the word of your favorite rabbi, or your preacher, or your teacher, rather the word of Mashiach. Those who keep his word, in him truly is the love of Hashem perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Mashiach. If you walk not in Mashiach, you will soon be burned up. You will not be part of the two saved remnant sticks that will be bound together for the glory of Hashem, the glory of God, and eternal life with Hashem. Hallelujah. Must the Jewish person sacrifice his or her Jewishness when they receive Mashiach? How long will the folly of the rabbis be allowed in Israel? The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. How long will the folly of the rabbis be allowed in Israel? The real Mashiach is born in Bethlehem, according to the Hebrew prophet Micah, chapter 5, verse 2, to a Jewish mother who was never called Mary, but Miriam. He was a rabbi who observed Passover, Yom Kippur, Hanukkah, and all the feasts of the God of Israel. He died in the Jewish city of Jerusalem as the sacrificial lamb. Yes, God, as Abraham the prophet said, would provide himself a lamb. Yes, God himself was the lamb, Yeshua, salvation. According to the prophecy of Isaiah 53, read it, Isaiah 53, the grave outside the gates of Jerusalem could not hold him. Hashem would not allow his body to see corruption. Death could not hold him. Mashiach walked out of that grave after 3 days and walked the dusty roads of Israel for 40 days after suffering death on that Roman cross outside the gates of Jerusalem on Wednesday at even Nisan 14 in 30 AD. Over 5,000 credible witnesses saw him after his heart had been pierced by a Roman spear. On Wednesday, Nisan 14 in 30 AD,
over 500 witnesses at one time saw him, and over 5,000 credible witnesses saw him those 40 days.
And he still bears those marks of Hashem's love for his people. He ascended up to sit at the right hand of the Father on the majesty on high. He ascended up from Mount Olives, and angels told those who witnessed him ascend up into heaven to sit at the right hand of Hashem. They said, "You men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. How long will the folly of the rabbis be allowed in Israel? His enemies will repent or perish. The fact that he was rejected by his own and became a light to the Gentiles was even foretold of the Jewish Mashiach by the Hebrew prophets. The real Mashiach was never called Jesus. His real name was Yeshua, which means salvation of Yahweh in Hebrew. The last name was not Christ, no. Christ is simply a Greek-English version of the Hebrew word Mashiach, which means anointed. Watch out when they come saying they're anointed, brethren. The long-awaited Jewish Mashiach. And the word Christian is simply a Greek way of saying a follower of Mashiach. And what can possibly be more Jewish than to be a follower of Messiah? How long will the folly of the rabbis be allowed in Israel? Shame on you blind leaders of the blind who do not know the living word of Hashem. Shame on you unborn again preachers who do not know Yeshua. Shame on you hypocritical rabbis, you who do not know Mashiach. How could any truly born-again child of Hashem listen to a religious person who does not know Mashiach, Yeshua, the salvation of Yahweh? Salvation is found in no other Mashiach. The follower of Mashiach, Yeshua, the salvation of Yah. What could be more Jewish than that, to be a follower of Messiah? How long will the folly of the rabbis be allowed in Israel? The first believers in Mashiach were Jews who believed in their Messiah Yeshua, who died on a Roman cross as the perfect spotless Lamb of Hashem on Passover. It was the designated high priest of Israel who had the sinless, spotless Lamb of Hashem. He who knew no sin. Yes, those rabbis, the designated high priests, took him who knew no sin and had him become the perfect final sin offering for all who would come to salvation. Yeshua, salvation is found in no other. Believe it or go to hell. To believe and follow Messiah, Mashiach, is the most Jewish of all possible beliefs. It was these Jewish believers from the city of Jerusalem who gave the world the faith that would later be known as Christianity. So true Christianity, which is not preached and taught by many of the apostate churches or synagogues, remains a Jewish faith. The gospel, the good news of Yeshua HaMashiach, is the power of God for salvation to the Jew first and also to the Gentiles. No matter which one is for or against him, the real Jesus Christ, the real Yeshua, the Messiah, remains strictly kosher. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And therefore, anyone who claims to love Jesus but does not share a love for the Jewish people does not know the real Jesus. One cannot profess to love the King of the Jews and then withhold that love from the people to whom he is king. The Bible records that Jesus wept out of compassion for his people. One cannot claim to know the real Jesus without compassion for the blind rabbis and their blind followers in Israel and the diaspora. According to the New Testament, a true Christian is one who has become an adopted child of Abraham, a citizen of the Commonwealth of Israel. A true Christian is one who has received salvation, new birth, and an heritage from the children of Israel, and who in turn blesses them back. How long will the folly of the rabbis be allowed in Israel? You hear folly when people ask, is it possible for a Jew to believe in Jesus and still be Jewish? The real Jesus came as the Jewish Messiah. There's no way around it. If Jesus is not Messiah for the Jews, then he is Messiah for no one. But on the other hand, if he is the Messiah, then the question is not, can a Jew still believe in Jesus and still be Jewish, but rather, can a Jew not believe in Jesus and still be Jewish? For if he is the Messiah for anyone, then he must first and foremost be Messiah for the Jewish people. Today, after 2,000 years, Jewish people are embracing Jesus as the Jewish Messiah in greater numbers than at any other time in history. You apostate rabbis in Israel, you blind leaders of the blind, you cannot stop this. You are resisting the will of Hashem, and the axe is coming even now to the root of your tree. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. Repent or perish. At the same time, Christians and churches of all backgrounds are rediscovering the long-lost Jewishness of Jesus. They now see the necessity of the instruction of Torah. They now see the necessity of doing the royal law. They now see the necessity of delight in Hashem's Sabbath and not Lucifer's Sunday or Muhammad's Friday. The two, Jew and Gentile, are together again, worshiping the Lord with the original richness of the Jewish roots of Christianity in Messianic congregations and fellowships across the world, just as in the beginning. It is happening. It cannot be stopped by all the popes, imams, rabbis, and every other Antichrist agent of Lucifer the devil. Also, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after themselves. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, absolutely. Most definitely, believe it or perish. Hashem told Brother Ebenezer, tell my people that unless they can receive the word of correction from their brethren, they will not be able to receive correction from God Almighty. If Hashem cannot correct you, then you will perish. If Hashem is speaking to you, as you now hear, give thanks for His grace to still be able to hear, to still be able to repent. If Hashem is using these words to call you to repentance, you will either find His grace to repent or you will perish. The Torah of Hashem is perfect, restoring the soul. The evidence of Hashem is true, making wise the simple. The precepts of Hashem are right and clear, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of Hashem give light to the eyes. Hashem will give strength to His people. Hashem will bless His people with peace. As for Hashem, His way is perfect. Hashem's words are tried and tested. They are a shield to all that take refuge in them. You that cleave to Hashem, your Elohim, are alive. Every one of you who walks in Messiah, you have found Yeshua, the salvation of Yahweh. The unwarranted hatred of Christians by the synagogues of Judaism has been horrendous. This horrendous horror is only surpassed by the demonic hatred of Jews by imposters who would dare to call themselves Christians, liars, deceived hypocrites. Repent or perish. But that's the bad news. The good news is that our Lord Jesus, the Preserver, or Yeshua, salvation, the salvation of Yah, has been doing something about it, just as He promised. It is the best news that the 12 tribes of Israel, now in the hands of the tribes of Judah and Ephraim, could possibly hear. our eternal Lord is fulfilling a promise he made through Isaiah 11:13. This promise includes ending the envy and enmity between northern Israel, Ephraim, the Christian branch of the two sticks, and the southern Israel, Judah, the Jewish other stick to be joined together. Hallelujah. Jews, real Jews, Hashem now commands you to embrace your brother Ephraim, the Christians, who have the love of Hashem for you. The real Christians are few. They are known by their love. They are known by how they keep the royal law of Hashem's Ten Commandments. Real Christians love Hashem's royal law and keep all ten of his instructions of love for Hashem, the first four, and love for their neighbor, the remaining six. Real Christians will show you how to delight in Hashem's Sabbath, the seventh day that Hashem commanded his people to remember to keep holy, not the first day or the eighth day of the Pope and apostate Christianity, but the seventh day commanded by the Creator of heaven and earth. They will tell the Pope, Billy Graham, Pat Robertson, Paul Crouch, Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, Rick Joyner, and the rest of the Christian apostates to repent or perish. They'll lay down their lives for their brethren of Judah. They are now to become an important part of the nation of Judah. Judah, now, Hashem is sending you, Eliyahu, and Eliyahu will lead the nation of Judah in repentance and bring the return of the abundant former and latter rain. Eliyahu will tell Judah to be joined with Ephraim. Real Jews, it's time now for you to understand that real commandment observant Christians are first class fellow citizens of Israel, along with the Jewish people, together comprising the 12 tribes of Israel. This good news will be too big a shock for the vast majority of the apostate Christian community who refuse to give up their Babylonian sun god day worship, who refuse to regard Hashem's commandments and Torah. The vast majority of so-called Christians reject Hashem's Torah and Hashem's royal law. To all real Jews, Hashem now commands you to find your true brother Ephraim, the commandment observant, royal law abiding Christians. They will bless you to show you the true delight in Hashem's Sabbath. All true Jews and all real Christians are now being called to fulfill Hashem's plan of peace for the human race as foreseen in the second half of Ezekiel 37. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Hallelujah. He is everything. Hallelujah. Check it out. The word is Echad, not Yakid. Yeshua is Messiah. Yeshua is Adonai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Today, Hashem is known as omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, can be found in all places. Every six-year-old should be able to comprehend the prophet's concepts of the eternal living creator, the one Elohim of Jews and Christians who have come to Hashem through the blood of the Lamb of Hashem, the blood of Yeshua, the salvation of Yahweh, Yeshua. He alone is Mashiach. Walk in the way of Mashiach or perish. Jew or Gentile, walk in Mashiach or perish. Is the door of Hashem's grace still open to you? Or have your own doctrines, your own ways, your own rationalizations, your own rabbis, your own prophets' ways, your own pastors' ways caused your conscience to be seared with a hot iron? Are you living in Mashiach, or are you part of the walking dead and damned? In the Jewish and Christian apostasy today, the name God has become the most confused word found in the Tower of Babel. The vast majority do not know the God in whom they trust or the American dollar. and the American prosperity gospel and the American word of faith movement leaders. Brethren, it's Lucifer, Satan, the devil. The devil and his false teachers have destroyed the conscience of their people with doctrines of devils. Oh, they do feel good and sing pretty on their way to hell. God is being used by the most dehumanizing and insane people claiming, "My God told me to do it." Their dollar God, their prosperity God is not God. No, their dollar God is not God. No, their dollar God is not the eternal living Creator, as explained by Israel's prophets of truth. Here's some of God's names from the Torah. Elohim, which is a plural noun meaning God, divine being, exceedingly God, great, mighty, the plural form of God, or El. Yes, Elohim is used 90% of the time. Yahweh, God as our Father. The sacred name of God appears as throughout the scriptures as YHVH, Yahweh. God is our Father. Adonai, our Lord. Because in Psalm 2:7 we're taught, "I will tell you of a chalk or eternal law. Yahweh told me, thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee." Adonai is the Son of God that primarily works with the human race, and this name is the most often used name of God in Torah. Yahweh, Elohim, denotes the unity and plurality of Yahweh. Hashem is beyond understanding. Elohim is plural. It's a plural form of El. Yes, it's a plural form. It's not El, it's not Eloah. It's Elohim, a plural form. And Yahweh is the unknown name of God. No one knows that name. And those who know Messiah have been given a name whereby they may call him that is above every other name. Not even the angels are privileged to call Yahweh by the name Messiah gives his people to call upon Yahweh Elohim. Adonai Yahweh denotes the unity of our Lord with Yahweh as one, and it's used mostly by the prophets of Israel. Yeshua taught that if you know one, you know the other. Those are the five most used names of God in the Torah. And then there's Elohi Yisrael, the God of Israel. And you should notice the plural form of God again. It's not El. No, it's Elohi. It never appears as El Israel. No, never does it appear El Yisrael, or God of Israel. It's always Elohi, Elohim. Hallelujah. Hashem, the name. Hashem is the name. All the names of the eternal God, Hashem. And it's used by the rabbis synonymously for Elohi Yisrael. Hashem has the idea that no human can see the eternal living God in just one plane or one aspect. He's beyond greatness, limited by human perspective. Echad, the one who is the all or everything, the name revealed in the Shema as God being a compound one, a compound unity, yes. Yeh Asher Yeh, I will be what I promised I will be, hallelujah. Yeh Asher Yeh, I will be what I promised I will be, an aspect of God as revealed to Moses, hallelujah. Malachi, my messenger, Malachi, my messenger who will clear the way before my face, the Lord which you seek, and the messenger of the covenant which you desire. Behold, he cometh, saith the Lord of hosts, hallelujah. Avdi, my servant, like is found in Isaiah 42, first four verses, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. El Yeshuatai, God my salvationist, or my Yeshua. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, I will not be afraid, for the Lord Yahweh is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Hallelujah. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Hallelujah. He is that prophesied what Messiah will accomplish on his second coming, who brings the seed of their house of Israel from all the countries whither I have driven them. They shall dwell upon their own promised land. Hallelujah. Isaiah in chapter 60, it is full of references to Yeshua and Adonai Yahweh. And it starts out with, arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of Yahweh is upon thee. For though darkness and heavy darkness covers the earth upon thee, Yahweh will shine. Hallelujah. There are hundreds of names for Hashem, and I encourage you to study the names of God. There's a name of God which we can receive from Yeshua HaMashiach, that not even the holy angels may use. What a privilege we have who know Messiah Yeshua. Hallelujah. Brethren, we must be researchers of truth, not researchers of falsehood. The one true living God of Israel is the truth in a person. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. But take diligent heed to do the commandment of the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. There are blessings given to everyone researching the eternal living God. Researching the truth brings you to join the living children of light instead of the dead children of darkness. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Hashem. Do you hear the word of God? Do you diligently seek him who is the truth? But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is a rewarder of all those that diligently seek him. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercises loving kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Researching the Torah causes believing Jews to establish the Beth HaMidrash, or schools of researching. And that method of education truly became a blessing to the human race. It commits both the rabbi and the student to interpret verses in the Torah. After hearing all the opinions, freedom is found in truth. We must be willing to defend, even with our life, the right of others to disagree with our opinion on non-essential things in particular, but not to disagree with the Torah. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Listen, but verify. And this concept turns into a blessing when you never accept any teaching from any teacher until you test its truth through the Spirit of truth, working through the Word of God. That way you'll never be affected by catechisms that contradict Hashem's eternal truth and eternal laws. God cannot lie. That is the only thing that He cannot do. Nothing else is impossible for Hashem. It is wonderful to know that whatever our Creator promises us shall be done. Hashem has kept His promises, and we may trust Him. He can be trusted to keep them all forever. Hallelujah. His track record is perfect. The blessings we receive from Hashem and His Torah, we get free instructions and directions on how to live like human beings. The one and only true God wrote a book prior to the creation of the cosmos, and He delivered His words of wisdom and advice to His servants, Israel's prophets of truth. And when you take hold of God's pearls of wisdom and advice, you will be convinced of His love for all human beings. Hallelujah. Hashem expects us to be a blessing and thereby be blessed. If all Israel, Judah and Ephraim, real Jews and real Christians, are a blessing to themselves and the rest of the families of the earth, then they have the guarantee of covenant that Hashem made with Abraham. They will be a great nation. They will be blessed. They will be great amongst the nations. The living, eternal God will bless those that bless Israel. Hashem will curse those that curse the 12 tribes of Israel. Through Israel, all the families of this earth will be blessed. Maybe you don't see that as a very, very, very good deal. However, as for me and my house, that deal is the best, and it is confirmed and fulfilled in Mashiach. How long will the follies of the rabbis be allowed in Israel? The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. How long will the folly of the rabbis be allowed in Israel? How much longer will they prevent the blessing fulfillment in Messiah, in the Messiah of Israel? Hashem's blessings given to the 12 tribes of Israel find fulfillment in Messiah. Both Christian and Jewish leaders must stop resisting the joining of the two sticks. Throughout the 4,000 years that Israel received this covenant, not one nation or civilization that ever tried to curse or destroy the children of Israel succeeded. 100% of them were cursed and suffered destruction themselves. On the other hand, 100% of the nations that let Israel live amongst them in peace were themselves blessed. And when you check it out, you will find it is absolutely true. I hate the anti-Torah, anti-Semitic teachings prevalent in many churches. I also hate the false world history and culture subversion working in liberal or go-along-to-get-along churches and organizations. Did you ever hear, doctrine divides but love unites? Doctrine of devils. Unsound doctrine without Torah will say such things. and it proves a lack of understanding of either true doctrine or true love. Such have found a false Messiah and are Antichrist. Yes, they're Antichrist. The real Jesus would respond by saying, "It is written. It is written. It is written." Whether adherents to such recognize it as Lucifer's doctrine, that's what it is. If the doctrine is dividing, fix the doctrine. How does one get the spirit of truth without knowing Messiah? You don't. Period. You don't. An example of the blessing one gets from learning the teaching, the Judeo-Christian morality in reality. You are blessed if you accept the responsibility to be your brother's keeper, and cursed if you act like a Chazar or a pig and do not accept the responsibility to be your brother's keeper, thus doing what's right in your own eyes. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. In one simple statement, Hashem promises all humans that if you love your Creator and your neighbors as yourself, you will be immediately blessed. However, we must make the choice. We must choose. And if you do what's right in your own eyes, you will curse yourself. It is really up to each individual to choose whether or not they wish to bless or curse themselves. What a perfect plan Hashem has created to operate this universe during the past, the present, and the future. And if you choose to act like a being made in the image and likeness of Hashem, you will be blessed. And if you choose to act like a dehumanized being or an ungodly beast, Hashem has no choice but to curse you. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Judah hath dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange god. How long will the folly of the rabbis be allowed in Israel? The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. How long will the folly of the rabbis be allowed in Israel? How much longer will they prevent the blessing fulfillment in Messiah in Israel? Hashem's blessings given to the 12 tribes of Israel find fulfillment in Messiah. Both Christian and Jewish leaders must stop resisting the joining of the two sticks. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, "Come ye, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And He shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come ye, let us walk in the light of the Lord." The dead who can convince themselves that they are wiser and more powerful or wealthier than the one true God are their own worst enemies. They curse themselves by refusing to accept the reality that the Spirit of Truth, which is the very same as the Spirit of Life, cannot be destroyed. The godless dead can easily be identified. They never check out the catechisms drummed into their heads. They park their mentality in the Tower of Babel. They read the fictions and falsehoods and fantasies that will never find any truth about the one true living God. They do not diligently seek to know Hashem's morality that will bless those who obey it, or of the kingdom coming when we will finally live like human beings made in the image and likeness of God. Messiah said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." How long can Israel continue to deny their very own Yeshua? Humans are the only creatures designed so that they could choose. You will choose to be blessed or to be cursed. You will choose to receive Yeshua so that you can have the Spirit of Life, which is also the Spirit of Truth, and therefore you choose. Yes, you will choose to be alive and conscious of what's going on in the heavens above and in the earth below, or you will choose to be dead and unconscious of the realities of our life. You choose to believe what is true and what is false. You choose what is good or what is evil. You choose the right way given by God to the Jews through His servants, the prophets, or you choose to go your own way, or the way that is suggested by men. Yeshua said, "I am the way." Yeshua said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Check it out. You'll find Aleph Tav in the very first verse of the Bible in the Hebrew. It's there. You will find Aleph Tav in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, the Torah that Moses wrote 14 times, you'll find an Aleph Tav stuck right in the middle of the verse. And Moshe did not make a mistake. In the book of Revelation, in chapter 1, verse 8, chapter 1, verse 11, chapter 21, verse 6, and chapter 22, verse 3, Yeshua explains the Aleph Tav. Yeshua says, "I am Aleph Tav." Can you trust Him? How much longer will the rabbis try to keep Him out of Israel? Such folly. Choose life. Choose blessing. Choose truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.